Woo!
What's wrong with the Earth, Caleb? Okay. Well, that was an easy fix. Anyways, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fat Gator Present.
What's up?
I'm Gator. This is my associate, Patrick.
Hello. So, how are we?
Hello to everybody, yes.
How you doing, Gator?
What to talk about? I'm pretty good.
Good. Yeah. I'm glad. You look good.
Well, thanks.
Looking a little more beardly than usual. Not than usual, than lately.
Yeah, well, you know, we did the mustache contest for November, and we're still tallying up the votes. And I'm just waiting.
Why does it take 8 weeks to tabulate these votes?
Well, today was the deadline at noon.
Okay. And, that's reasonable.
I actually know who won, so I don't want to spoil it for anyone who may be listening. But
good.
The fact of the matter
the results are in.
The fact of the matter is we're going to send out – we actually – kind of funny. When we did the thing, we just sent pictures. There was 12 people, 12 contestants, and we just sent basically a, you know, chin to nose photo.
Right.
So you couldn't necessarily – tell whose mustache belonged to who, which the idea
in
was
theory.
Which you voted on the merits of the mustache and not because it was your buddy Steve. You know?
Sure.
But anyway, so we got like 50-something
votes. Can you take a mustache like that out of context?
Well, it's all about the mustache. It's exactly why
suppose,
we did it.
I suppose.
Take it out of context. It's
but
based
does
on
a mustache ever exist?
But
does a mustache ever exist without context?
If you
does
maybe,
anything?
Maybe I'll post the photos. But yes. You really have to see.
Yes, it does.
To believe it.
Okay, I'll take your
and
word
there really
for
wasn't
it.
Anybody that I didn't know that I was like, that's clearly their mustache. Even if I didn't see them with the mustache,
I know that mustache.
But the fact of the matter is, we did all the tallying, and we were going to send out the final photos with full face shots of the people who won. You know, the top three. And my buddy Matt had deleted the files off his computer at work because they're probably not supposed to be there.
Probably
and,
not supposed to do mustache contests.
Yeah, no mustache photoshopping at work. And then basically left them at home, and he said he was going to email from home, and he never did.
So now they're gone.
Hopefully
they're
he's
lost
okay.
On the
and, you know,
hopefully he's okay. Hopefully nothing happened to him. More importantly, the mustache pictures.
Yeah, more importantly. So we're still waiting on that, but I'm waiting for the beard to catch up right now. I got the mustache.
Yeah, you're in that weird zone where
you just haven't shaved in a week.
Yeah.
Well, since the first, I guess, essentially. And
you've got a week's worth of 5 o'clock shadow and a month's worth of mustache.
Yeah.
So if you hear me occasionally just giggling into the microphone, it's because I caught a glimpse of Gator with his mustache.
And if you hear kind of a little scratchy, it's because I got the mic a little close and the whiskers are touching the top of the microphone.
Some great facial
mustache
hair. There's some great facial hair happening in this room right now. I have nothing to do with it, as usual.
No, you should work on that.
As usual.
But
anyway.
I believe we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
We are. What are we drinking tonight,
What
Gator?
Are we drinking? I'm actually pretty excited for today's
This is a good
podcast.
This is a good episode of What Are We Drinking?
We really gotta put this up right away. I feel like time is of the essence. We got a couple podcasts.
This is a topical
we don't do anything
beer.
In order.
This is a topical beer.
Yeah, today it's the day after Pearl Harbor Day, and I believe it's the Immaculate Conception Day, if I'm not mistaken.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't even know, but I assume it involves Jesus. Or Doug Flutie, was that? No, who was the Immaculate Reception? I don't even remember who that was.
It was Franco and the
Steelers.
Yeah. I have no idea. Is it a holy day of obligation?
Probably.
I don't. I again, not up on this stuff.
Well, maybe you can relate to this more. The guy who created Popeye, I think his birthday is today. Or
that would explain
died,
Google.
He ate spinach today, or I don't know. But we'll go with that. Anyway, the beer we're drinking is Life and Limb, which is a collaboration between Dogfish Head and Sierra Nevada Brewing.
Pretty big deal.
Pretty big deal. Comes in a pretty nice 24-ounce. I'd just call it like a larger kind of Sierra Nevada style bottle, even.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. One of the cooler labels out in a long time.
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
It's pretty badass artwork on it.
It kind of looks like a combination of trees from Carnival. Have you ever watched that show?
No, it was only you,
and,
actually.
Yeah,
the
probably
only person
and,
who
and,
watched
and six
Carnival.
Feet under, those trees. But it's
pretty cool. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. You want to talk a little more about it? I know you know probably more specifics than I do. I know what's in it, but
I guess there's not much to tell other than it's that big-time collaboration. That's about as big as it gets.
It's a big East Coast, West Coast collaboration.
Right. And those are you know, Sam Adams is the only other one in the conversation.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are the two big boys.
Yeah, they're, I mean, the up-and-coming. Sierra Nevada's, you know, at the top as far as size, well, aside from, was it first hard?
Well,
it?
Dogfish has nationwide, too, now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as far as, you know, size and whatever, like, Dogfish Head's still in the teens or something, but up and coming every year.
Right. Well, these are, you know, the two craft breweries that everybody knows about, you know?
Right, exactly.
They really are.
They're the big guns.
The fact that they got together and did something, you know, cool and limited and small like that, just, it's great. You know, it's very cool. It's a very small brewer thing to do, the two very big brewers are doing.
Very innovative breweries, too.
You know, obviously got the hype machine rolling a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
You know, the bottles are incredibly tough to get a hold of.
Absolutely.
But we got one who cracked one.
Pat knows a guy.
I know a guy who knows a guy. I don't even know a fucking guy. But,
but yeah, they it's naturally carbonated, which is nice.
It's always good.
You know, it's got...
What are the stats that they give you on the actual bottle?
I can read the label for you, I guess.
Well, that's boring, but give me the Cliff Notes.
Well,
version.
You know, it's got a...
What do they say?
The life stands for the natural carbonation. The limb stands for the physically the trees, specifically birch and maple trees. And there's some syrup in the beer.
Yep.
You know, it gives the ale its... It's sort of unique flavors and whatnot.
Right. If we want to get into what it tastes like, there's definitely that there. It's got some maple syrup. There's no missing that. Definitely some wood. And, you know, there's a little wood, a little smoke. It's a really interesting flavor.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's also just a really solid dark beer also.
Yeah.
It you know, slightly defies categorization, I suppose.
It's very rich. It's fairly dark, but, you know, some...
If you hold up to the light, you can see through it. But
a little bit. It's not exactly opaque.
It does, though. It does. It tastes like it came out of a tree.
Yeah.
Like,
if you cut open a tree.
If that makes any sense. Like, some great magical tree off in an enchanted forest. If you just stuck a spigot into it, this would be what's coming out.
It's very barky. It's
yeah.
It's good. Very crisp.
In the best possible way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's color's nice, too.
I'm officially not disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. No countdown to letdown here. Very good stuff.
No, it's good stuff. Absolutely. Which is tough, because these things, this has been one that was a long time in the works, I feel like.
Yeah.
And everyone was asking about it, everyone was talking about, and now that's actually here.
I love that the label has, like, it's like two intertwined trees, and in like, the top of the tree, there's, you know, banners says Life and Limb, and there's, like, random birds, you know, a couple pints of beer clacking together, some, like, casks, there's a guitar, some hummingbirds, and... berries and such, and then in the background, like towards the bottom, there's like a, which I guess would be like the Sierra Nevada mountains or something like
that. Yeah, I would stand to reason.
But there's also like there's a dogfish, I
right,
guess, and swimming in the water.
I like look. Like, let's just throw some crap in.
Fish. Is that basically spigot in the side of the trees, the two intertwined ones. You have another little cask there. It's very nice. It's very nice. I like it.
Yeah, the it's rare that we talk this much about a label. We talk about a label at all, but it's pretty badass.
Yeah. It's kind of like I like the pretty things labels. It's kind of on par with that, I'd say.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely that's the thing.
A lot of time.
It's obviously the most important thing is the beer in the bottle. And this is a great one. And it's from two awesome breweries that got together and did something awesome, you know, together.
And delicious.
But you know, the cool label and all the hype going around helps out a lot with this beer. But it doesn't overshadow it, which I think is a significant achievement considering the amount of hype and the coolness of the bottle and all that. But no, this is – it's really interesting. And it's one of the – I always feel like an idiot when beers like this come up, you know, when I'm doing tasting notes or on the podcast, because there's so much going on, I almost have nothing to say about it. It's like, wow, that's really unique.
Like, and then there's it's also, what is it, 11? No, 10.2%.
10.2%. But there's so much going on in the front palate that you'd never guess that.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, it finishes, you know, very traditionally. There's a lot of, there's kind of a dark malt back end to it, which I think is an interesting way to kind of cut the spice and the wood that's up front.
Yeah.
Well, I guess spice is the wrong word, but the sweetness and the...
Yeah. It's not, yeah. There's a little bit of the alcohol sort of, I don't know,
it's
heat,
there.
The sort of presence of
there's
it.
There's a little heat there. But considering it's a 10% beer, it's not,
yeah,
not too crazy.
It's not overpowering by any stretch of the imagination.
No. Beers that use non-traditional sugar, well, not even non-traditional sugars, because anything, all sorts of sugars are traditional. And traditional is an awful word, by the way. I can't believe I just used
location
it. I can't believe I just used the word traditional, because it's ridiculous. You can't describe anything as strictly traditional, and anything is strictly not traditional, and it doesn't tell you anything. So I'm sorry, everybody. I just used it. We're all dumber for hearing me talk.
And we'll just edit that part out.
We'll edit that part out. But no, it's the same thing. Beers that use maple, or beers that use honey, or whatever. When those sugars ferment out, and you still retain the flavor of something that we generally consume as being so sweet, you get a really interesting flavor profile, I think, because it's like, you know, you can't even, you know, try and conceptualize, like, maple syrup, but it doesn't taste sweet. Like, that doesn't even make sense intuitively. Yeah. But those are the kind of flavors that you got out of beers like these.
Thumbs up.
Go. Oh, fantastic. Absolutely. Well done, guys. Everybody over there. All the folks at Dogfish and Sierra. Well done.
Oh, yeah.
Big fans of your work.
Keep it up. Keep up the good stuff.
Keep it up.
Keep fighting the good fight.
Absolutely. And we do accept samples. So.
Yeah. Do you have any more?
We are not opposed to accepting samples to review. Next time you want to get together.
Yeah.
This is life. There's lemon life I haven't tasted. I don't know. That one. So.
Moving on.
What else is new? Well, speaking of the booze game, I guess. I'm a retailer, and the holidays are in full swing. It as soon as that Thanksgiving Day happens, it's a complete, you know, mother humping clusterfuck my entire life, which is great. That's that's how it works. But I got a couple good ones actually, because the thing that makes it all worth it is the customers. It's you guys. You guys make it happen. Just like the listeners to this podcast, you know, it's all about you. We're just here.
We are here to serve you.
Exactly. You know, help us help you. You know, whether it's the crazy hippie guy the other night who I had like a 20-minute conversation about homebrewing with, where he just kind of smiled and nodded a lot. And then at the end he said, wow, that probably sounds like it's a lot harder than growing pot at home.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I guess that was a good one where I'm
more legal anyway.
Yeah, I probably could have like taken off the shopkeeper face and like had made a couple jokes with that guy at that point, but instead I was just like, well, I suppose I only have knowledge of one, so I can't really speak to the latter. Those are the kind of things that make my day worthwhile. I had another good one today. I love the people that come in jogging anyway. Just like I'm gonna just jog down to the packy and then jog back and drink my face off. That
I'm a healthy individual. This is what I do.
Exactly.
I jog to the packy.
Exactly. No, yeah, I'd kinda cancel it out. There was a dude today that jogged in, and he was working it. He wasn't just like a few blocks from home, just like, you know, going out for a leisurely jog. He was sweating balls. He smelled awful. Yeah, but he had like the spandex on. He was sweating through it, and he was in the middle of a serious workout. And I was like, all right, I can respect that. But he comes in and like barely slows down to a jog and gets up to the register. So I'm like, all right, what can I get for you? It's like, I'll have the a half pint of your bottom shelf vodka. All right, that'll be $3.99. reaches into the fanny pack, pulls it out.
Let's just say, like,
puts it right back in, puts the pint into the fanny pack with no bag, and then just
legs did not stop moving.
No, exactly. He's doing the running in place.
He showed you his ID bracelet on his wrist with the photo ID in case he gets hit by a car.
And then he was off. He kept running in the opposite direction. So.
Oh man, I've definitely gone to the gym, and on the way back got a call from when Pat used to work at this other liquor store.
Yeah, yeah.
And oh yeah, beer tasting today. You should probably come down. I'm like, yeah, let me do that.
I think I earned it. I think I earned it with that extra rep of squats.
Yeah, let me. I haven't showered yet today, but you know that's
fine.
Cool. Are you okay?
Are athletic shorts and black-soled shoes allowed at your particular liquor store? Okay,
no,
great.
There's no
I'm
dress
in.
Code, right?
I'm in. Yeah, totally. Yeah, those were fun days.
Yeah.
There was also another guy that I love. He's my new hero. This is a guy who came in 15 minutes before close the other day and walks right up to the front, but kind of looks around, like scopes things out a little bit, doesn't go right up to the register and grab a half pint of cheap vodka and jog out. Instead, he looks over to the snacks. It's like, all right, I like your style. He didn't think we're going to grab some snacks first and then maybe get a six bag and then we'll get out of here, but I definitely want some snacks.
Yeah.
But he proceeds to grab every bag of pork rinds off of my shelf, which... interesting behavior in and of itself. But then he drops, you know, 10 bags of pork rinds, like the like 12-ounce, 99-cent bag of pork rinds.
Yeah, yeah.
Drops like 10 of them on the counter, and he's like, that's it. I would like to complete my purchase now.
It wasn't like he grabbed, like, some pork rinds and a pack of gum.
No.
And, like, some tampons. He's like, yeah, let me get a box of Magnums, please.
Why would I sell tampons in my store?
Some porn.
I should actually probably start selling tampons and porn at my store. That's a great idea.
I'm going with the guy that wants the porn, but he has to get 13 other items first before he makes his offered purchase.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's it, though? Just 10 I got, things of pork rinds?
I was going to hold back on my really awful joke about when I break a bottle of red wine and throwing the tampon on it.
No.
I should probably not make that
Don't
joke. Bother. Yeah, I was good. Yeah. I go with my gut on that one. Anyway, yeah. So then I'm like, okay, that'll be $12.95 or whatever. Like, I'm
trying to bag.
Yeah. I'm trying not to like call this guy out on the fact that he's buying every bag of pork rinds in my store and nothing else.
And so maybe he's only 20 and he's just like realizing he's not going to get away with it.
Oh, that's right.
Out.
Yeah. No, exactly.
But like then McLovin or something.
I was so happy because he brought it up. Because I couldn't bring it up at this point, but he brought it up. So he's like, you know, this is not my normal purchase.
Usually,
I don't usually buy all of the pork rinds at the liquor store and nothing else. I gave him, you know, a phrase I say every day behind the register for the last 10 years of being behind the register every day. I said, well, I'm not here to judge. Here's what happened. I love these pork rinds. I love this particular brand of pork rinds. You cannot find pork rinds at most retail outlets, which is true. Pork rinds, one of those weird things you only get at the liquor store.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you need like 12 beers to actually think the pork rinds are delicious.
Unless you're on Sugar Busters.
Fair enough. Maybe that. Maybe that's it.
There's
no trans fat, and you're on the Atkins.
Sure.
But yeah, like Slim Jims and pork rinds.
Sounds like a healthy diet.
That's I lived off that diet for a lot of my life just because I met at a liquor store for, you know, 8 to 12 hours a day.
Sustenance.
Yeah, exactly. But he said, I love these pork rinds, these particular pork rinds. So I couldn't find them anywhere. And I went on the Frito-Lay website and they apparently have a product finder feature. You go and you put in your address, and they'll tell you the closest place that you can get hot and spicy pork rinds.
Because they come in different flavors.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's
no,
a specific brand.
I've got the original flavor and the hot and spicy.
Of course.
And he's like, this. I put what I wanted and where I lived into the product finder on the Frito-Lay website, and your place came up. So I was like, well, that's great. That's fantastic. That's perfectly reasonable.
Did he, like, buy you out? Or you,
oh, yeah. He bought every bag.
Were you like, you know, we could probably order you.
Here's the thing. He didn't just bring this up because he wanted to admit it to me. Like, the next boy, so he was like, so I just bought you out of pork rinds. I was like, yeah. It's like, you know, I don't expect you to, like, special order me more pork rinds, but, you know, when do you think you're going to have more?
what's your pork rind shipment schedule
so,
like?
So how long are you out for? I'm just like, all right, man, well, the Frito-Lay guy comes on Thursday, and I'm sure he'll have to restock the pork rinds. Maybe I should bump up our order for next week.
What's your pork rind eating? You know, what's it like? How many?
Again, not here to judge, but should we bump up the order for next week?
Is this like your Tuesday, you know, pork rind order?
Yeah,
you more, you less. What
do you have some friends at home? Do you live in a house with a bunch of roommates who are all into pork rinds?
Are you a pork rind aficionado? What are you doing? What is your pork rind status?
I love the fact that he would go to his mailbox and there would be pork rind aficionado magazine.
Yes.
I'm surprised I don't get that delivered for free at the store.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. No, we need that. We should just send, like, pork rind, like, vest or something, like pork rind sunglasses.
Yeah,
like,
if he had, like,
system,
the Frito-Lay brand.
I'm just four more packages away from getting a...
Oh, God. If
something
they had, like,
ridiculous.
Marlboro miles for these pork rinds, this guy would be all set. You're working on the jet ski.
Yeah, oh, yeah. The Harrier jet of pork rinds.
Exactly.
On a quasi-related note, on the pork
Thank
nature,
God there's something quasi-related to that story.
I, for Thanksgiving, which I guess is appropriate, pork rinds.
Pork.
Just basically,
pork rinds.
You know, eating lots and lots of food and gorging yourself.
Because I know that's how... That's how Thanksgiving goes at the Gator household. You know, the pork rinds are crushed up on the green bean casserole instead
little,
of the little onion
pork rind
things.
Stuffing.
Pork rind stuffing.
You know, the pork rind glaze.
Grandma's pork rind soup.
You know, pork rind appetite. Pork rind bruschetta, actually. A little Italian household. You know?
Oh, that's just gross, but I like it. That would actually probably be delicious.
I'm interested. We can make
that's
that
not a bad idea.
But anyways, we were going to... the store. We went to the store because we needed. Okay.
calm yourself, Gator. You can do this.
Oh man, I don't know if I can get through this segment. We needed two items, maybe, and it was like, my mom was like, "I'm gonna make desserts. Do we want to have this chocolate mousse pie?"
The answer is yes.
Or do you want cheesecake? And I think, and actually, so those were the questions.
Those are your options.
If you don't want the cheesecake and you want the mousse thing, I need heavy cream.
Okay. Fair.
So do that. If not, regardless, the other thing we're going to the store to get is pepperoni.
Don't forget what that's a great Gator family grocery store instruction. Don't forget the pepperoni. That's the only reason we're leaving the house.
And it's a stick of pepperoni. It's just not like, you know, a couple slices that you're going to put on a pizza. Like, stick of pepperoni. We're gonna
we
slice
need at
up.
Least one stick.
Pepperoni, mozzarella cheese. That's what. That's the staple
this
appetizer,
is what's
whatever. That's
oh, God.
Much.
If you can't slice up the pepperoni and the cheese and put it on the Ritz cracker, Thanksgiving will be ruined.
Man, we don't even... Ritz cracker, who cares?
Just go for it.
No Triscuits? Pepperoni and cheese. You need the pepperoni, whatever. Cheese does whatever. You just need
Wheat
them.
Wheat thins?
No. No, just cheese.
No, nothing?
Cheeses. Nothing. Nothing. We don't need any vessel for the meat and cheese.
I'm not here to judge.
So that's why we're going. And the other thing is we get to like the pepperoni aisle or whatever, the pepperoni row.
The pepperoni
thing.
Aisle.
Well, I guess,
you are in Chicago.
I guess the point is that there were a couple options. And then my brother's like, no, I want to get the beef stick. And my dad's like, no beef stick.
It's not pepperoni at all. What you kids and your beef sticks.
And my brother knew that the Armor beef stick was like the bad one, and it was the one that was on sale.
No, you don't want that. You don't want the.
You can't have the Armor one.
Dad, I understand your beef stick prejudices. You know this beef stick. There's a high quality beef stick out there.
If you want to talk about the quality of meat that my dad, he's a bologna fan.
He's a bologna guy.
He is a bologna
That's
guy.
Fair. I was gonna say Larry was a no bologna guy.
No, Well, there's that too. What he doesn't like the good. He likes the like the Wunderbar. He likes the cheap $1.99 a pound.
Okay.
Wunderbar. You know, all the disgusting, heart clogging stuff in it. Whatever you can get.
Give me everything.
But the point of my story, even though these are all pork products, I guess technically, I don't even know what's in pepperoni. I don't even care what's in pepperoni.
I don't want to know what's in pepperoni or Wunderbar, especially.
We passed this one aisle, which is somewhere in between the dairy heavy cream aisle, which by the way we didn't get. We said don't need this.
Yeah, as an aside, you completely failed that.
Not because my mom made cheesecake or the mousse whatever.
Yeah,
because we had a cake and cookies, and we're like, we don't need this other stuff. There was only gonna be like six of us at dinner, seven of us. So we
didn't
even
I'm shocked you didn't decide you need an extra dessert.
No.
Oh, no. That's far too much dessert.
No.
What the fuck? Well, we need more pepperoni.
We need more pepperoni, yeah. We need to fill up on pepperoni.
All right. Okay. Now I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Somewhere,
it's more of a savory household than a sweet one. Okay.
Yeah. the thing is, like, so everybody will have a – I mean, even if we get all these things, the point is – let's say we each get a slice. Like, we're not going to eat everything and just going to go throw it out.
Yeah.
Which I guess is in, you know, that's what Thanksgiving's all about, is eating half of your food.
Being wasteful.
And being wasteful. Yeah. It's not about being thankful. It's about being wasteful.
It's about gorging yourself and then wasting what's left.
Yeah. So what would happen is.
And not helping others.
We'd buy a cheese. We'd get a cheesecake. There'd be two slices gone and then we'd be thrown out. Because my mom and dad are the only ones that live at my house.
Yeah.
My sister's at school.
There's only so much cheesecake.
So they're not gonna, they're
you're not going to take it back on the plane.
I don't even like cheesecake. If it was made of bologna, my dad would eat it. You know, even like a bologna cake or.
As we've been over, it's an all bologna guy.
But,
bologna pie, that is going to need a serious chef to actually make that.
Bologna pie in the sky. It would actually
some kind of fucked up mincemeat sort of
I don't even know.
Concoction.
I don't know. I'm trying to think, maybe a glaze. Probably a
I'm picturing
glaze.
Like deep dish pizza.
See, my dad wouldn't even like that. He would really just want a slice of bologna. He's a no-nonsense
No,
guy.
Thank you. I'd rather not dress up my bologna. No bologna with my bologna.
Not even, no. Like, you know, go to the fridge, open up the like, you know, Oscar Mayer package and take a slice out. That's it. You didn't
squeeze some mustard on there,
you
maybe.
Know, that's too much work.
Nah.
You don't need that.
That.
If it's there, you know, if someone's got, you know, if you're
if there's someone
by,
to squeeze the mustard into his mouth for him,
if you're passing by and the mustard's flowing, you know, you might as well, you know.
What would the mustard be flowing out of?
I don't know. hypothetical. But if that's happening.
Hypothetically speaking, if you have, like, the fondue mustard fountain up anyway.
You know, there's
so
one
it's just
side's
continuously
ketchup.
Rolling through.
Well, the other,
which is a fucking great idea, actually. Right. We need to copyright that.
Right.
Yep.
We'll cut that out so we can discuss it and get a patent on it, and then we'll talk
absolutely.
About it
absolutely. If the chocolate fountain already exists.
Yeah, who's to
the
say?
Mustard...
Where's the condiment fountain, really? It could revolutionize the ballparks.
Warm mustard on demand like that?
Oh,
you can stick some bologna
just like
in there?
Like a hot lather shave, but with mustard. I mean, think about that.
Ooh.
The other thing is my dad's always about the ketchup for, like, the turkey. He's like, international dressing ketchup. He needs it on the table at all times, on everything.
Okay.
Not bologna, though. Bologna straight up. No frills.
Bologna and ketchup, that's just sad, honestly. No. That would just be a sorry state of affairs.
He'd probably do it, though, if he had the – he'd probably do it. He wouldn't be opposed to it. He might be willing to do it, but wouldn't be opposed to it. He'd be okay.
You know, this bologna needs some dressing up. How about some ketchup?
Sure. God. Yeah. It goes well with anything. It really does. International dressing.
I don't know if I can co-sign this, Gator. I really don't.
But so anyway, between the dairy aisle and the pepperoni aisle, somewhere in between,
sure.
This random end of the aisle, not on the end but on the inside, it's got a couple shelves, whatever. On the shelf, swear to God, and I'll post the photo. There are the most absurd things I've ever seen. So from left to right on the shelf, it starts with a bucket of lard.
Okay. Gotta have lard.
In the middle is...
Look who's cooking with lard.
Is pickled bologna rope, whatever that is. No idea what that is.
Speaking of bologna.
Yeah.
Pickled bologna rope.
My dad
I guess we'll. I guess we'll see the photo.
Not interested.
But
I don't even know what it is.
You did not buy that.
No.
And so... Pickled bologna rope. He read this. The man that you're describing.
He likes pickles, and he likes bologna. I think it was. If you see it, it's a little creepy. Next to the
it's a little
when
creepy.
It's bookend between lard
and
and pig's feet is what's on the right.
You know that's fair. Yeah, that's fair.
You know, and then so that's row one, and I didn't get a picture of row two. Not pictured is is the pickled eggs, which just look gross.
That's just a delicious treat for the whole family.
You know, everybody loves that. Yeah, and then that's a barroom staple. I'm not even sure what this is, or maybe I'm making this up, but it was something along the lines of pork vittles. It was a word I was not familiar with that involved pork. And it looked extra gross. I actually got a picture of that.
Yeah.
But this is a one-stop shopping row of things.
Here's all your fucked up shit.
Yeah. So, you know, you could just fry up some of that pickled bologna rope and pig's feet, I guess.
Were you in, like, the international food section?
No,
like,
it was like, on the end of the freezer section. Like, if they just threw it there, like, okay.
They had, like, a big end cap display of fucking...
But it was just like, is this
pork vittles?
Is this like, clearly it's the sort of thing where like it's something that if you like any of those things, you're gonna like all of them. So
yeah,
it's like one stop shopping.
Yeah,
but
hey,
otherwise,
you're cooking with pig's feet, have some bologna rope.
Yeah, it's otherwise it's like it's not gonna fit in any other place. This
are
is
you
like
a stusking 80-year-old man?
It's like miscellaneous, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
gross miscellaneous crap. Here it is. This is
get your organ meats.
Exactly. That's where it is. Oh, aisle 6, sir. Right at the end. That's exact everything you want. Just go, you know, point you right in that direction. Just go in there with
your cart.
If we got
it, it's in 5A.
Yeah, yeah. Done. Done. So I'll have to post that up there, but
there's
some pretty ridiculous things. But so Thanksgiving was pretty good times.
Thanksgiving's always a good time.
I also what do we do? We went to this place called Binny's, which is a it's a big beer, liquor, wine place.
Sure, sure.
You know, one stop, all that stuff.
Okay.
Amazing selection, really. We got to we dropped like $90. Me and my little brother.
Nice.
Just the two of us.
Stocking up
and
for the next day and a half.
Yeah, because we were gonna be there like 4 days.
Yeah.
Not even four days.
Yeah,
like
you
know, for the next week. But we ended up getting some tasty stuff. The speaking of collaborations with beer, the
speaking
one
of
the Arrogant Bass is at Stone,
yeah,
Stone Brewery and BrewDog, right? Is that
the one?
Bajas or something? Brasha maybe.
So, yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Whatever. Delicious stuff. Had that.
Two of my favorite breweries out there.
Yeah.
We talked about, you know, obviously we talked about Dogfish and Sierra already.
Yeah.
BrewDog and Stone is a little more well known around here, but not enough people give BrewDog. Well, the people that know about BrewDog give BrewDog a shitload of respect.
Yeah.
But there's not enough BrewDog respect going on.
They're in Scotland is sort of, you know, the problem, I think.
They're pretty random.
Yeah. Well, I had that. The other thing, I had a local beer that I guarantee you can't get anywhere else, probably outside of a couple Midwest states.
Yeah.
Goose Island makes a bourbon aged stout.
Yeah.
In 22 was pretty delicious.
That's good shit.
But the point of my story is it's funny, we only got like We got a couple 12 12 packs and me and my brother are like, all right, we're gonna split this, you know, so get a mixed pack, I'll get a mixed pack, and then we'll get a couple singles that we want and we'll just split the 12 packs and we'll do that. So we go to the register and my dad's like, my brother's going to pay and he literally has his ID out, he's got our required. They're like, No, I'll take care of it.
Thanks, Pops.
No, we're like, no. Like, we're like, don't worry, but no, we got it. We got it. We figured it out. She's like, no, just put it all together.
We did a lot of math, burned a lot of calories figuring
like,
all this out.
And then my little sister had a six pack of something, and she's like, put it all together. And we're like, oh, listen, this is going to be expensive. You have no idea. Like, it doesn't look like a lot of beer.
It's two cases of beer. I can handle two cases of beer, kids.
Yeah, yeah.
Daddy can.
We're like, all right. So we put it on there, and it's like 95.17, and he's like, what the hell? We're like, we tried to tell you,
we just went over this literally.
Yeah. So thanks, Dad. It's part of my story.
It's cool.
Just want to thank my dad. No, we ended up drinking. We actually got the Magic Hat mixed pack. Was pretty good.
Which
Odd
one?
Notion, the whole winter pack, I guess.
Seasonal
fall, winter, whatever.
Do you have the sour or the stout as the Odd Notion?
They're both,
no matter which one you said, I was gonna say, they're good.
Yeah, and we also got the New Belgian mix pack too, which you can get around here.
Yeah,
they had a Hoptober as the seasonal.
I don't know that one.
It's pretty good. I've never had it before. Yeah. It's really hoppy, but it's an Oktoberfest. It's really weird, but
that's cool.
Tasty.
I could dig that. I could definitely dig that.
The other thing of note from my Thanksgiving was I decided to go. Actually, no, there's two things. One thing, I actually played I played football with my little brother, which was a complete shit show. And
sure.
I guess they usually play tackle, but there's only like seven of us, and every time they've done it, somebody ends up in the emergency room. So they're like, we're going to skip it, especially because it's 35 degrees and freezing and wet.
And a buck tradition this year. Yeah.
We're going to, you know, maybe skip out on
Let's make sure everyone gets it to the table.
Yeah. So I was a superstar. I just wanted to mention that just to kind of say how awesome I am at football. Caught a couple passes. Touchdowns. Just saying. You had me on a fantasy team, 22.
Racking up.
22, at least.
And if you're in a Gator family touch football fantasy league, you should probably just kill yourself.
Yeah. No problem. My brother did pass to me, so if you had us both, you know, it worked out.
That's good. That would be a good combo to get if you can pick those both up in the draft.
Oh, yeah. You could probably get
You might have to, yeah.
We're both sleepers.
That's the thing.
We don't look like we have any talent, and usually that's true.
That's the thing. You might have to take Dave a couple rounds early, but if you can get them both, that's a pretty good 1-2 punch.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome, and this one kid kept falling, and it was hysterical, and he kept falling and falling, and it was great. And then slowly after the game, like, another person fell. I'm like, oh, it's not as funny anymore. Then I took a fall.
If there's fun. One guy falling, you can bust his balls all day. Yeah, it's a little more fun that way.
But this is probably the most hilarious thing was the Black Wednesday. I don't know if you participated in the go drink with all your buddies from high school pre-Thanksgiving
ritual.
Yeah. So for dinner that night, it's funny. We went to this quasi-nice Italian restaurant with my family or whatever. I say quasi-nice because they had $5 martini specials. And one of the martinis on the list was called the John Daly. Which was awesome.
Great.
Was awesome. So, of course,
however,
my entire family gets a round
obviously
of John Daly's.
That's not a fucking martini, by the way.
Which, right, it's not. But it was
I
a martini
hate that
glass.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Well, here's... See... I got in a whole argument with somebody, and I can't
good.
Remember
you
who
should,
it was.
You should get in an argument, this argument every time.
This is actually down in D.C. I don't even think I talked about this. We should have talked about this on the podcast because it would have been hysterical. Let's do it now.
We can do it right now. Gator, I don't know if you know this, but we are on the podcast right now.
Are we live? Are
we
recording this?
We are.
So, John Daly, we've said, is an Arnold Palmer with vodka.
Right.
An Arnold Palmer is iced tea and lemonade.
I know, it's a bit intricate, barkeep. But...
So, you have to have, you get a glass, you put iced tea, you put lemonade, you put vodka in it.
Sure.
So, the way they do it in a lot of places, and in D.C. when I was there, they get sweet tea, vodka.
Sure.
And they just put Country Time lemonade in it.
Right.
So, I was making the point that that's less of a John Daly than getting an Arnold Palmer and putting vodka in it. Because
absolutely.
It's not the same. It's really, I mean, it's the same taste.
Preferably, you should crack the can, have a big swig, and then put a half pint of Smirnoff in there.
Yes, precisely. And someone was telling me that, like, and they were arguing that, no, it's the exact same thing. I'm like, well,
clearly,
listen,
sir,
a John Daly is an Arnold Palmer with vodka. It's not vodka that, and lemonade.
Here's the argument. If you put an absolute mandarin in orange juice, is that more of a screwdriver than a regular screwdriver?
No.
It's a different drink.
Right. Well,
it's a very similar drink.
Right. And that's exactly – and then I was saying, well – and we had this whole argument, and they're like, no, you're full of shit. I'm like, well,
I actually think it's more delicious to have, you know, the citrus vodka and the sweet tea vodka.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. But – well,
on a shitload of ice, topped off with lemonade and ice.
You have the iced tea. You have
if you got a can of Arnold Palmer, crack it for me, please.
Yeah, but if you have iced tea, half half lemonade, and then you pour vodka into it,
right?
Too. But they that'd basically also be great. There was a whole argument about this. So why it's a martini is because it's vodka, which is vodka martini, and a splash of lemon or whatever they use. So that's why it was a martini.
That's the world's biggest stretch.
Yeah, exactly. And my
martinis have gin. A vodka martini.
Well.
A vodka martini has vodka.
Yes. It also has vermouth, right? Sometimes, but not always. You just kind of tap the bottle.
It always has vermouth.
Yeah. Anyways. I wish I could remember the complete details of this whole discussion because I was pretty livid about it, if you can imagine. And they were like writing me off.
Weird
like
that you
I
get
was,
this excited.
Like
about
I was
drinks.
Full of shit. I was like,
man,
no. This is what that is. This is what a John Daly is.
Yeah.
It's not vodka and lemonade. It's vodka, iced tea, and lemonade. God damn it.
God, vodka and lemonade. It's just fucking vodka and lemonade. Also delicious. I agree.
Yeah. No matter what flavor the vodka is, delicious, but not John Daly.
Arnold Palmer is better than iced tea and lemonade combined.
Yeah. Like, how can you have an
the sum is more than the...
John Daly with a mustache, obviously, is going to have, you know...
Right. How,
you can't do that.
You can't do that.
You can't do that with the you can't vodka even do that. Flavored stuff. It just doesn't work.
You can't do that.
And that was my point, and they just didn't get it.
How dare they?
Exactly. That's what I said. I actually said, quote unquote, how dare you? I think I was wearing gloves, and I took one off, and I slapped him across the face, threw him on the ground, and said, how dare you, sir?
You, sir, are a buffoon.
And then I said, and then they tried and said, good day, sir. I said, good day, sir.
I said, good day.
Yeah. But anyway.
I shan't be frequenting this establishment.
This was at Landon's house. I was on a wheelchair popping wheelies the whole time. Good. And that's what happened. This guy came in with like a handle of sweet tea, whatever, and 20-ounce bottles of Country Time lemonade, and that was what we were doing.
Ugh.
Like, you know, that's good, but it's not really
it's good,
Daly.
But it's not. You know what you could do that would be more delicious? Get me a fucking six-pack Arnold Palmer.
Just some vodka. Give me some Boston Absolute, goddammit.
Frankly, at the rate we're going.
We could go on all night with that.
Okay.
Anyway.
That reminds me of the time my buddy was at a local watering hole in Scituate. And
there's two because you might as well name it.
They might as well
okay,
name
no.
it. Okay, it was TK's. when the keg of PBR kicked, and when he ordered his next one, he said, I'm sorry, just kicked the keg. There's no more Pabst Blue Ribbon. So, well, if you're out of Pabst Blue Ribbon, I'm out of here. Slammed down his glass, threw a 20 on the bar, and left.
That is awesome. I want to be friends with that guy. But anyway, so after the John Daly's with my parents and some delicious Italian cuisine, went with my little brother and my little sister, and our mom dropped us off at this bar in the minivan.
Bye.
It doesn't matter. This place called.
You're gonna call from the payphone to get when you want to go home.
I was gonna call collect and just say,
"Pickles with Gunthers."
She actually was like, "If you need a ride home, we'll come get you." Because like it was, you know, it's Illinois, so you can't. It's not like the city; you can't walk somewhere.
Yeah,
a cab's even kind of far.
Right.
And so she drove us because we couldn't drive there. We were assuming we'd find a ride back or get a cab. My mom's like, "You can call me," and we're like, "Thanks, but." I think we'll figure it out.
Figure something better out.
But anyway.
We're all going to try and hook up tonight, Mom. So hopefully we won't need you.
The bar, first of all, is called Gunther's, which I think is hysterical.
It's a good first step.
Yeah.
It's a good first
step. It's actually also down the street from Larry's Diner, which is funny because my dad's name is Larry.
And Larry's Diner is hilarious.
It's a hilarious diner name, regardless of my father's name or not. So we get in there, and... you know, we're getting some beers, and they have we meet some of my brother's buddies, and they have a bucket of, I believe it was Bud Lights, because it's a Bud Light bucket special. So we get down there. It's funny. There's two of them. They have a bucket of five beers. Three of us walk in, you know, give them the high fives, and yoink, take their beer.
Exactly.
Get the waitress, get another two buckets.
Can we talk about how the bucket of beer is maybe my favorite drink special ever?
Yes.
Just because it's so absurd. Like what? Okay, I'll order five beers at a time. You don't need to give me a bucket with ice to keep these on. Like, I have – it's not just me and my one friend ordering five beers at a time in the bucket. Yeah, hopefully I pass around all these beers and they immediately go. And then I just have a bucket of ice in my hand for no reason. And if the bar is at all crowded – if you're at a table, I guess it's one thing.
We
the waitress
table,
can come switch
but,
out your bucket.
Yeah.
But – and A, that's just wasteful. That's a lot of ice.
Here's the worst part, though. Like, later in the night, we get a full bucket of beer on ice, and the beers would be so warm because they clearly just took them out of the case. Not the cold case, like a little cardboard case, and just tossed them in there.
Poor form, Gunther's.
Yeah. Well, you know.
But the bucket of beer cracks me up.
This place was so packed, though. And I guess it's funny. Usually,
It was the big Thanksgiving Eve.
There was just like, they just let people in. It didn't matter. Yeah. There was old people, young people. It didn't matter. But we're sitting there getting buckets of beer brought to us and, you know, en masse. Boom,
right,
boom, boom,
yeah.
Waiting for people and we're talking.
Hey, we're going over to the Gator table. Get another bucket of beer.
And it's funny because I don't know anybody. I know a couple of my brother's friends.
Yeah, who the fuck are you going to know? You didn't grow up there.
I just went there to drink some beer. It's funny, we went there last Thanksgiving because I always go to Chicago for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so we hung out. It's not even Chicago, by the way. It's Naperville. This wasn't even in Naperville. This was out somewhere.
This is theater of the mind, Gator. It can be wherever you want it to be.
Chicago, you think, you know, maybe it's a cool place.
But no, it's not.
You've never heard of Gunther's. It's not anywhere you've ever been in your life.
It's not that Gunther's down in Wrigleyville that you're thinking of. Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's Gunther's 2.
I don't think I ever told the story of when I actually went there over the summer, which we'll get into that a different night. But. Good. Went to Rig. Doesn't matter.
Moving right along.
I realize there's a band playing, and I'm like, what is this? Right. The band just came on, and I'm like, wait a minute, is that Toto?
And it's I love Toto.
You know, what is it? The Africa. Africa. I'm not going to sing anymore, but that's kind of the song.
I think you sang enough.
People don't know who Toto is, but they know that song. They just don't know it's Toto. Because they did nothing.
I think everyone knows that song.
Okay, maybe.
And everyone knows it's Toto, and it's Africa, and it rocks.
So it's rocking, and they're playing other songs. And eventually I realize it's a one-man band
with
just playing loops on an acoustic guitar.
It's fun.
He cranks out. He goes into, like, some Radiohead one, which actually ends with him doing, like, ridiculous feedback loops. Yeah. Everybody kind of looked up and was like, what the fuck? And I think at that point is really when everyone realized it's just one guy on stage with
a
guitar.
Right.
And not this huge band backing him. And
it's got the wall of sound coming out of his effects pedals.
No, it was pretty great. And he played. It was Karma Police that he was playing.
Yeah.
He also did Mr. Jones.
That's a jam,
which is pretty awesome. And he ends with
Big closer. Here's the big.
Actually, no, this Kids by Management.
Okay.
I don't remember if that was the closer because another band came on after.
That was the end of his set.
I'm not sure, though.
No.
Either way, there was somebody did an F-bomb laden Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, good.
I don't remember if this band
or not. A little Dan Band action.
It was pretty awesome, to say the least.
So he's going for the home run hits on Thanksgiving Eve.
It was pretty
absolutely
awesome.
He's got the crowd moving.
The other good part of this place, Gunther's, is they have had $3.50 quote-unquote You Call It's.
Okay.
Which,
please go on.
I go. He goes. I go with my brother because he's. What's the you call it? He goes. You call it. I go. Can I get some clarification? He's like, whatever
you
anything
want.
On the well, $3.50. Do you want a gin and tonic? It's gonna be well gin tonic. I didn't actually take advantage, but I should have seen if they could do.
I'll
like
have the Jack Daniels and milk, please.
Yeah, I was actually thinking. How many well drinks can I mix? Can I get a well John Daly? Can I get a, you know, do they do that? Can I get a well Long Island iced tea for $3.50? John Daly would have been nice, though. Unless, of course, they just had that shitty sweet tea vodka. Bad. Don't get me started.
See, I think you're losing sight of the fact that the sweet tea vodka is delicious.
Yeah, it's
but
not
it's just
bad.
Not,
it's not bad.
And here's the thing. When you go to the bar, and you order a John Daly, you have to have the conversation with the bartender, which is maybe my favorite part of the whole drink.
Yeah.
Which is, what's in that? That's an Arnold Palmer plus vodka.
Right.
Yes. Awesome. Thumbs up. We're
obviously,
all laughing now.
Yeah.
Now you're my friend.
Yeah.
Now you're we're friends over the bar here, which is what you always want to achieve with a bartender because they can only help you and they can make your life miserable in a hurry by just being like, yo. Out in your can. Just scram.
Step 3 after the order and the explanation is, I'm sorry, we don't have any lemonade.
Exactly.
Or iced tea.
But
what I do have.
On the rare occasion that they have lemonade and iced tea, you're golden.
Yeah.
But if they do not, they've got Absolute Citron. They've got Firefly Sweet Tea Vodka.
Yep.
They can make it happen for you.
They'll do some things.
They can make it happen for
They'll
you.
They'll make the magic.
And frankly, it's pretty delicious.
Yeah, it's not bad. But at end of the night, end of the night, we had 50 beers, I think.
50 beers.
So, and it's funny because the lady
sounds like
has
you made that number
a checklist.
Up.
No, it was exactly 50. And it was just like she had checks and crosses, you know, fives and whatever. 50 beers.
Something tells me she made that
ten,
up.
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah. Ten buckets of beer.
10 buckets of beer later.
10 buckets.
It's funnier if you say 10 buckets.
Yeah,
like,
ten
that's
buckets.
A unit of measure of beer. Like,
how many kegs is that? I don't know. 10 buckets.
10 buckets worth.
10 buckets.
I drank 10 buckets of beer last
10
night.
10 buckets is roughly a third, like a pony keg, probably. 10 buckets equals a pony.
I don't know the conversion on buckets of beer.
I did the math. I did the math quickly. I think that's it. I think that's roughly it.
Good.
You figure 160. Yeah, it's about a pony.
Good.
About a pony.
Cake. Good.
But
toast Thanksgiving Eve. For
Got a ride home. Didn't have mom come.
Oh, you should have mom come. Oh wow.
My sister actually left almost immediately. Her friend came, and then she left to go downtown Naperville to hang out with the cool people, I guess.
Obviously.
She's newly 21. She's probably had more fun.
Yeah, probably.
Came home later, in fact, than we did.
Well, there you go. She must have.
Yeah, good times.
I was at a house party myself Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah.
But I was the guy driving around, so it was that. I was also in a room with probably 3/4 of the people I've ever had sex with were in the same room.
So 3 out of the foot.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. I didn't have to reduce that fraction. Yeah, it just was what it was.
Sounds
bad. Maybe percentage would have been funnier. Yeah. That's always fun when you grow up in a small town. So I'm sober and you're all drunk. Great. Have a great night hanging out with each other.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, I do love Thanksgiving. This is the first year in a long time it wasn't at the Mill Wharf in Scituate.
Yeah.
I'd have the constant, hey, seen you last time we were here and hammered. Remember that time in high school? No, I don't.
No, actually, no. I was drunk then, too.
I don't know yet. I've never seen you before in my life.
Yeah, I always go to Illinois, and it's cool because, like, that's the only time I go visit my house.
Right.
My things, because my things are there. Well, the things I acquired.
Not the things that you like.
College.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, my scrapbook is
your
there.
Model airplane.
Yeah, my Mets pennants. Because I have a Daryl Strawberry poster.
Daryl Strawberry poster,
you know,
is there.
That's what that is. I have a Shaq puzzle that I hodgepodged, you know, into a frame, all right? That's where my things are.
Those are your important things.
My bendy Coke bottle from Mexico, from Tijuana. You
your
know
important
one.
Things.
You know the one.
I know A1. I don't know if I know anyone.
And I always look through, like, old T-shirts and, like, when I went and played football.
Is anything here ironic yet?
When I, Well, when I played football with my brother and his friends, I didn't anticipate going out in the shitty mud, you know, 30-degree weather, you know, wet.
Didn't exactly pack for the occasion.
So I had to rummage through drawers, not even just my drawers, like my brother's drawers, everybody's drawers, closets. So I wish I had a photo. The outfit I managed to put on was, like, some, like, knee-high socks and some, like, long johns and a pair of shorts. And then, like, a T-shirt over a
jean
white
shorts, mesh T-shirt.
And I topped it all off with my old football Shrewsbury High School practice jersey.
Of course you did. I'm so glad you actually wore a mesh shirt.
And it, like, you know, covers, like, my top half pretty much because it's one of those. And a hat. I wore a hat. And none of those things matched. And I think on top of it, my mom found an old pair of these, like, sweatpants that my dad had from the 70s, and I pulled that up over everything.
Pretty classic, you know, classic American fall right there.
It's funny. I mean, it was just me and my brother went, and it's funny because the whole night before, after we drank those 50 beers, we were talking, and it was all my brother's buddies. And we're like, oh, we got to do the football game.
Yes. We are totally going to go get up early, do that tomorrow.
That's what it is. Everybody's like, yeah, we'll do it at 10 in the morning.
You had that conversation with 27 people, and 3 showed up.
Well, here's the thing. There might have been 9 or 10 of us. 7 or 8 showed up. The thing was, I was like, we got into the car, and this one kid was all about it, like totally all about it. And he was like, yeah, and I'm going to fucking score 3 touchdowns on you, and I'm going to wear my gloves and shit, and I'm going to be awesome at football on Thanksgiving. And we're like, yeah, no, it'll be fun. And we get in the car, and it's a different car from then. I'm like, so nobody's really going to play football, right?
No, absolutely not.
But I guess they, someone made the phone call, and the phone calls went out, and my brother, you know, it's like 10:30, and my brother's like, so you want to go play football? And I was like,
I guess.
Let's do that. Let's do that. So that was pretty hysterical. And we got there, and we got the shitty part of the fields because people had been there earlier with their, you know, 30-person teams.
Yeah. Some people weren't getting hammered all night.
Yeah. Like, they had legit field goal posts because they got the good spot. We got the muddy part of the field with, like, the water, like, just sitting
there. In between the hash marks. Yeah.
And there was a rabbit. We think a rabbit carcass. There was a carcass.
A carcass of some sort.
Some kind of carcass. There was a lot of entrails.
It might have been a turf monster.
That marked, you know, they were like pylons. They marked the end zone.
That's good.
It was pretty funny. There was empty Bud Heavies and a rabbit carcass.
There was empty Bud Heavies after you
and
left,
that was
I'm
inbounds.
Sure.
Those were all inbounds.
Those were all inbounds.
Those counted. You just kind of got the football over the line. You're fine. But it was pretty funny.
I'm picturing your brother. Picturing your big brother,
you know,
with a butt.
He
wasn't even there. Never.
No,
oh, you're that's right. He didn't show.
Make it up
he didn't show.
Yeah.
Never mind.
He had to work. Well, he works.
He would have been there with a butt hanging out of his mouth and a Bud Heavy, catching the football with one hand.
Just like automatic QB. Like,
oh, that's a good call.
That's the
big
position.
Gator needs to be auto QB next year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he has to have a beer in his hand at all times.
So that was Thanksgiving.
Good.
Good
stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't even know what we started talking about. Were we drinking beer or something?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we came a long way on this podcast.
Always beer, though. The Life and Limbs, it's a little warmer now. It's opening up.
Yeah.
It's nice.
No, I feel
like it mellows out when it gets warmer.
It does. It's not, you get a little more nuance at a beer at closer room temperature like this in general, and it doesn't have quite that. That sort of odd, interesting, woody spiciness that I was talking about earlier
it's
is not quite so aggressive.
Smoother, mellower, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot – not that it was harsh. There's a lot less on either end. Or maybe I'm just drunk now and I just can't taste
no,
it.
No. Well, this is a beer for sipping and quiet contemplation, like much as though
mostly,
we've been doing.
Yeah.
Mostly podcasting.
Mostly podcasting.
And I think that's probably a good place to leave it.
Yeah.
Throw out the website one more time in case you haven't been – listening to us.
In case you found us some other way.
I don't know why. You'd only find the last 4 minutes of a podcast.
Yeah, you could have found us on iTunes.
You could have found us on iTunes.
You have the iTunes. Search Pat and Gator, I guess.
Yeah. I'm Pat. That's Gator.
Yeah. PatandGator.blogspot.com. Tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us.
At Pat and Gator.
At Pat and Gator. It's also something we can do.
Gmail. Pat and Gator at Gmail. And if you just
questions,
put
comments,
Gator,
concerned.
If you put Pat and Gator plus anything.
There's
or behind
only
anything,
so many Pat and Gators out there.
Yeah.
And we're one of them.
we are one of them. Next time we'll talk about beer.
Beer and dicking around like
dicking
we do
around,
every time.
Yeah, pretty much nothing.
All right.
Got a trip. Oh, hey, next time you hear me, I will be able to see things.
Oh shit. We didn't talk about that at all.
I will have eyeballs sliced or I'll be blind actually, or I'll see nothing.
Oh my god.
One of the two.
I can't fucking wait to hear the shenanigans go on surrounding this surgery.
Not tomorrow, but the day after, I have the whole meet the doctor. I mean, come meet the guy that's gonna slice your eyeballs open with laser beams.
Oh, this is gonna be so awesome.
Oh, and we also need a major credit card. Then the day after that, I have the surgery where I get Valium. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Awesome.
And then they slice my eyeballs open, and I see things afterwards, hopefully. And then 5 days later, I go to Vegas. So we got that, too. So you got a lot to look forward to.
A lot to digest. A lot to digest here. Yeah. We're gonna have to break that up into a couple of podcasts.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next time.
We'll talk about that next time.
And we'll have more delicious beers and pleasant conversation.